KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5. This disclaimer is a statement notifying the listening audience that any opinion expressed on the air is not reflective of KX93.5, its management, or its board of directors.
Gathering of angels appeared above my head. Hello, loyal new listeners and podcasters and members.
Joe, that song was terrible.
I didn't pick it. The people from the community fan.
You did pick it.
I did. I'm sorry. And welcoming the community fan Facebook group that did help with this playlist tonight. So
thanks.
So this is Out of Office, and I'm your host, Joe Camaro, with my fellow guest human being, Eric Howard, Director of Logistics for Easy Turf, and my wrestling SME.
What's SME?
SME. Subject matter expert. See, oh. I remembered. Yeah. Casey's out tonight attending some important event. I think it's a baseball game.
How was Angel Stadium today, Joe?
It was warm. You know, it was good.
Did you sweat?
I did. I was wearing a black shirt. It was sunny.
Did you massage Otani's forearm for him a little bit?
I didn't.
Should have.
I know. Probably he's on my fantasy team.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Take care of the boy.
All right. So tonight's Nighthawk special was brought to you by Styx with Come Sail Away, number 9 on our community poll of songs.
I wish I had Styx to put in my ear so I didn't have to listen to that.
Apparently. See, it says here, did you start crying? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's a great way to start the show. Welcome, community fans, as well as everyone that listens to our show regularly. Thank you. So if you picked up on it, this is going to be a show about community and a little bit about GLOW. We're going to be talking a little wrestling. There's a tie between the two shows. I guess Eric will definitely explain that in 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes. So that's how long that segment is. So
I will speak very fast, Joe. I will get my story out really fast.
All right. Okay. So, the other thing is, we had some other guests booked, but I had Eric available, and this is the show I wanted to do anyway after 58 shows.
I'm the fill-in.
Yeah, I know. You're my go-to guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're my op-ed.
Op-ed?
Yeah.
What show is this about, Joe?
I know, it's Community. Sorry. It's been a long day.
Eric and Joe in the evening.
I've been sweating a lot.
Okay. You still are.
Thanks. It's you. It's your sunny disposition.
So hot.
I know. So anyway, all the songs tonight are going to be from Community, except for one. Let's see if you can figure it out. Right? Yes. Thanks.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Eric, for active participation tonight.
I'm going to be sitting silent the entire show.
Okay. We're just going to be listening to music. So we're going to do our listener list. And for all of our new listeners, if you want to get on this list, just admit you listen to the show. It's that easy.
So who'd want to do that?
I don't know.
Well, apparently a lot of people. I see this sheet of paper here.
Including your wife, your mom, your dog.
My dog.
I know. And your niece. So, all right. So I'm going to start on this this list. Here we go. Welcome my mom, my dad. My mom just got back from the Philippines. Sina from West Covina and her daughters Victoria and Brenna, as well as Pete, the math teacher. There's Eric's mom, Amy, Leslie, and Lucky. All of my aunts, uncles, and cousins from around the world. Do-it-yourself Chris, Chloe and Jameson, Carla and Butters in Santa Barbara, Carla's friends, Lauren in Chicago, Maggie from Boston via New York via Canada. We have some things to say about Canada. Monica, Tyler, Steph, Billy Freed, the funkiest guy in Laguna, Pete the editor, Ginger and their dog, Melania, another four-legged creature named Zoe. And then we have Jeff, Kristen, Ava, and Kate,
Taylor, Rick and Morty.
Yeah, thanks for including them. Taylor, Shannon, and Maria in Atlanta, Brandy, Colleen, Lorraine, and Lynn, Hugo, Debbie, Chanel, Hugo, Megan, Cassie, Samia, Jesse, and Gabby, everyone named Todd, Dave, and Mark. That should cover it. There's also Sam, Sheila, Paula, Ruth, Adriana, Suzanne, and Mike D. Hello to Marcy, Esther, Jody, Jared, Alicia, and the Nighthawk. Bonjour to Donna, Gina, and Bill, the playwright, former Out of Office host, Lacey, Lori from Palos Verdes, Karen with the No, John Chi and his fiance, I think he's a millionaire, Mandy and her husband, Anita K, Prince in Manhattan, I just spoke to him, he's going to listen in tonight.
He's alive?
Yeah. Art in San Diego, Kendra, not with a QU, in Laguna Beach, and would you like to add anyone else, Eric?
No.
Okay, all right, so now onto this checklist. Yep, here we go. What's the name of the station, Eric?
It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
What's the name of the show?
It's Out of Office with my best friend, Abed.
Oh,
I mean, Joe.
Come on. Okay, that's nice.
I'm Troy, you're Abed.
Yeah, oh, you're Troy. You're the more talented one.
No. Oh!
So who sponsors Out of Office?
I can rap, Joe.
Yeah. So who sponsors Out of Office?
It's Cox Communications.
Thank you. And tonight's press release.
It's how understanding makes you a better gamer. I'm a big time gamer, Joe. I bought a PS3 like 3 days ago.
Yeah. Good job.
PS4.
Yeah. Okay. What's the number to text the show?
949-715-5936.
One more time, please, for Greendale.
It's 949-715-5936 or 949-715-KXFM. Go, human beings.
This is Out of Office on KX93.5.
Maybe grab a pencil, take some notes. I'm about to drop knowledge. Pierce, I don't need you in my band. I don't need your heart or your hand. Oh, I don't need you in my life. All you do is cause me such strife. You're a bee.
Yeah, you heard me say it.
Yes, sir.
Pierce, you're a bee.
Fire.
This is song for Pierce, cause he's so old. His body made of wrinkles and folds. Stupid and ugly, he smell like a fart. And poo-poo in his pants and poo-poo in my heart. Come selector, bring him down. When him on the stage, him dressed like a clown. The boy at Tamano, then we are Rosan. That's why we divorced him straight from the bond. Yes.
Pierce, I just want you to know I'm hit your tricks and you're not my bro. You can lie, just wait and see. The things you did, they just set me free. I am my own person.
You know what that means.
I am my own person.
And what are you?
And Pierce, you're a bee.
Oh, buddy.
Pierce, you're a bee. Pierce, you're a bee. Pierce, 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 you're a bee.
Can you speak the truth?
Pierce, 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 you're a bee. Pierce, 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 you're a bee.
Springtime on this February morning, in a courtyard, birds were singing your praise. I'm still recalling things you said to make me feel alright. I carry them with me today now as I lay me down to sleep. Yes, I pray that you will hold me dear. Far away, I'll whisper your name into the sky, and I will wake up happy. I wonder why I feel so high, though I am not above the sorrow, heavy hearted till you.
Thanks. Welcome back to Out of Office. We let off with an all-time classic there. No worries. Pierce, you're a B.
Joe, what's the B stand for?
Buddy.
I think I saw Chevy Chase walking down the street collecting cans.
You did?
I think so.
Okay. Hey, Chevy. How's it going, man?
He's got a nice tannies in Laguna Beach.
Come up to the show, you know, hang out with us.
Do some pratfalls.
Oh, yeah. That plays really well on radio.
Yeah.
That was followed by Sophie B. Hawkins, As I Lay Me Down. That was number, I think, 4 on the poll. Actually, I'm not looking. So,
that's a very boring song. I wish it was, damn, I wish I was your lover.
Yeah, kind of. That's a little more upbeat.
Yeah, I like that one better.
Yeah, okay. So, I know. I apologize. So, next time we do this, we'll play that other Sophie B. Hawkins song.
No.
No?
We'll pass. Okay. We'll pass.
All right, so we're going to get
sorry,
to
sorry, Sophie B.
That's
like Cardi B. Sophie B.
Who's Cardi B?
Joe.
I know. I'm not with the times.
Google. Use your Cox high-speed internet to Google.
Oh, thanks. I needed that plug.
There you go.
All right. So we're going to go right to our press announcement. Mr. Howard, if you could start, that'd be great. Yes.
How understanding ping makes you a better gamer. Joe, what is ping?
Ping refers to the reaction time between your connected device and another device or server. It's the lag time when you wait for a message or take an action that requires a response from another party. A larger ping, measured in milliseconds, equates to a longer lag time. Therefore, lower ping can be ideal.
The effects of ping on online gaming? I love how I did this, Joe. Give you all the long paragraphs.
All right.
Not as dumb as I look, Joe.
Well, you're not, you don't look very dumb at all. You have glasses, so you're really smart. When you're participating in a multiplayer...
Yours don't work because I don't have glasses.
Whether you're participating in a multiplayer or single-player game, your ping dictates how smooth your overall gaming experience is. The rubber banding effect, where suddenly an object has jumped from one place to the next due to high latency, can stem from ping speed.
Latency? Shout out.
Oh, there you go. Ping goes in and out with fast internet service, like, you know, Cox Gigablast. The faster the connection between your device and the device you're communicating with, the lower your ping.
Ways to test ping?
Thanks. You're getting this other stuff. The easiest way to test your ping is to use an online tool.
Do you ever test your ping, Joe?
I do. You know, I need to make sure that I get the fastest internet speed I can. So a ping test sends and receives packets of data to a specific address over your internet connection. Yes.
Going to the doctor to get my ping tested, Joe.
Yeah. The amount of time it takes to get there is then measured and reported back to you. How to improve your ping speed and
app fire. Do you measure your ping, Joe?
Yes, I need to. So, you get these next 6.
What?
Yeah. Try these quick fixes to improve your ping.
Optimize your home Wi-Fi network for maximum speed. Try plugging your gaming console or computer directly into your router.
Yeah.
3, shut down any running background applications. 4, limit the amount of active device connections on your Wi-Fi network. 5, adjust game or connection settings to prioritize local in-game servers. 6, consider upgrading your router to the most recent version when applicable. When you can find this, you can find this article and more at coverage.cox.com.
Converge. You do need glasses.
I do.
Converge.cox.com.
Converge.cox.com.
So you just bought a PS4.
I did.
Not a PS3.
No.
Are you enjoying your online gaming experience?
Leslie's playing Assassin's Creed the whole time. I never get to.
Come on, Leslie. You got to let him play too, you know.
Let him play. Let him play.
If anyone can figure out that reference, you get a Phil Collins song to play on the radio. No? Who's, all right. Yeah.
This is a Tom Collins? Buy you a drink? Is that what you're saying?
Right? We're very dry here. So, this is Out of Office on Kix 93.5.
Somewhere out there beneath the pale moonlight, someone's thinking of me and loving me tonight.
La biblioteca, me llamo T-Bone, la araña discoteca.
Discoteca, muñeca, la biblioteca. Es un bigote grande, pero manteca.
Manteca, bigote, gigante, pequeño. Cabeza es nieve, cerveza es bueno.
Buenos días, me gustas papas frías. Bigote de la cabra, de Camarón Díaz. Yeah, boy, boy,
yeah.
What?
KX93.5.
Give me your hands, show me the door. I cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody said, be what you be. We could be old and cold and dead on the sea. But I love you more than words can say. Well, I can't count the reasons I should stay. Give me some rope, time in a dream.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big
bang. And I'm so ill, this is a warning, I can't be killed. All in your cabeza without a chaser, not another teacher with this much flavor. Get your hands up for Espanol, the Spanish evil genius, they're probably the meanest. Say hello to part two, a classic Aliente. It's one zero dos, and I know how much you miss me. I'm chained, and I cannot die. I'm chained, and I cannot die. I'm chained, and I cannot die. No, I cannot die. No, I cannot die. I'm chained, and I cannot die. I'm chained, and I cannot die. I'm chained, and I cannot die. No, I cannot die. No, I cannot die. It's the C to the H to the A and G. I do it like Zorro, not Jet Li. My moves all Latin, my loins have spice. I never do laundry, I hate all rice. I know more Spanish than you'll ever learn. Shoot from the hip like my name was Bruce Stern. He was in cowboy movies, right? I am Senior Chang, I do it all night. I'm Chang, and I cannot die. I'm Chang, and I cannot die. I'm Chang,
And we're back. This is Out of Office, the community edition, and I'm your host, Joe Camaro, with my guest host, Eric Howard. So what'd you think of that? I call it the Big Chang Theory.
I see what you did there with the B and L. Clever.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm kind of on Jeff Winger's side of that B and L.
You mean the greatest alt-rock Canadian band ever?
Yeah, no. Denny's for winners.
No. Bare Naked Ladies, Joe. So. I've got a theory about them. No offense, Canadians. I said no offense, so I can say whatever I want to. Completely offensive, right?
Yeah, right.
The Bare Naked Ladies are the Canadians of music.
Is that good?
Hear what I'm talking about?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. No, they are the most plain, not entertaining, boring.
Those are fighting words to a lot of community fans.
Canadians like to fight, too.
Yeah. You know, in hockey.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a Bare Naked Ladies fan, Joe. I will fight you. Come right now. I got you. Let's go. I'm dropping the gloves, Canadians. Let's do it. Putting the tinfoil on the knuckles.
All right. So that's our introduction to our community discussion tonight. I think it's been almost 3 years, or it's been over 3 years.
A little bit over 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, it's six seasons. We're just waiting for the movie now.
Joe, I'm going to sound like an E. pluribus anus. I didn't finish the series. Once it left,
what?
Once it left NBC, I kind of gave up on it. I couldn't do the Yahoo thing.
You couldn't do the internet thing?
No.
No. Okay. Well, you know,
it wasn't that good.
Well, you know, it was different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you lose, basically, all stars on that team. I mean, we equate it to like basically just a young all star team, like the Houston Astros right now. We're obviously going a little to
inside
our
baseball.
Yeah. Ding ding. But I mean, look at that cast. You have Childish Gambino, aka Han Solo, not Han Solo, but.
Who is it, Joe? Gonna put you on the spot. Lando Calrissian?
Yes. Donald Glover?
Yes.
Not Danny Glover. Donald Glover.
Getting too old for this.
I know. there you go. But, I mean, he's got his own show, Atlanta, and he's an Emmy-winning recipient. He's got a platinum record, I guess.
Quite insight here, Joe. Excellent job.
I know. I really should have, skimmed my Wikipedia on him. And,
use your high speed internet, Joe. Come on, let's look at some Wikipedia.
I'm riffing here, just like this song. You remember this song? Okay. Anyway, there's Jeff.
You would have lost the debate, Joe.
I always do, especially against Jeff Winger. Yeah, I know. He's really smooth. But Joe McHale, he's got his show on Netflix. And then
the Joe McHale show. Very creative.
So Jillian.
Gillian.
Gillian.
Yes.
Yes. You know, she had a couple Netflix shows too. So she's, and then Yvette Nicole Brown. She had her own, or she was on a couple of CBS shows.
What shows were those?
I don't know. I have short-term memory loss. Help me out here. Yeah.
No, honestly, the talent on the show, obviously Donald Glover is very successful, obviously, but it's interesting that they haven't found their niche yet. I think Alison Brie found hers.
Oh, yeah.
But I think
her for the end.
Yeah, but I think that the others are kind of still trying to find their after community lives and their successes,
And the thing is, they're at least getting gigs.
For sure.
Yeah, but they're like really good role players on a baseball team.
Yeah, he just talks about the ensemble. I mean, it's like a lot of other series in the past, where the ensemble cast, where they work well as a group, but kind of apart, they don't. They're not as successful as like look at the Cheers cast and things like that. It's the Woody Harrelson who took off and exploded and stuff. And some of the other ones, very funny, very talented people, just never panned out. Let's hope. These people are still young in their careers, so the Gillians and the like are, they still got a long way to go in their career. And Abed, Abed was insanely awesome, and he's got more to offer.
Yeah, and he's got he's been on a couple superhero type shows, kind of as a role.
And it's kind of sad. I've not been loyal to those people. You know, like, you know, you're loyal to actors and stuff. I've not been loyal to the community cast and sought out. You know, I've probably never. I don't know if I've heard a Childish Gambino song or not. I don't know. I may have. You know, but
I'm gonna have to play one right now.
Are you? Okay, good.
No, actually, yeah. I don't have.
But you know, I've not been loyal to those guys. I've not sought out and watched their shows. You know, I probably should have. And, you know, give them a shot. Maybe we should be more loyal. Because Community was so awesome for us, and we enjoyed it so much.
I know. Well, you know, I was a big fan of Alison Brie, and now we have her show.
I was a fan of Annie's boobs.
The monkey?
Can I say boobs on the air?
Yeah.
The monkey.
And. She's got, you know, glow.
Speaking right of Annie's boobs,
it's quite the. It's in the second season.
Yes.
Starting out next Thursday, I believe.
Yeah.
Premiering on Netflix, a follow up to the the 80s women's wrestling.
It's pretty awesome because before the first season started, people were kind of like, what is this? You know, mm-hmm. Glow, really? You know, this is garbage. You know, Glow was garbage. You know, the original show from the 80s, it was garbage, you know. And people were like, this isn't going to work, you know, this and that. And now, like, all the excitement for this next season, it's amazing to see. It's awesome to see and just how mainstream it is now and how people are just laughing at it before season one started.
Well, especially because it's really, you know, women empowerment. And this is early on in the 80s. So it's great to kind of see, you know, that kind of trend going on right now. So,
absolutely.
So we're going to be talking a little more Glow in this next segment. Text us your thoughts at 949-715-5936. Got a few more community songs out there. This is Out of Office on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station.
Roxanne!
Our music geniuses are better than your computer's genius. Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5.
Are we singing a duet? Yes. Fernanda. Awesome.
We're like the ABBA girls.
That's what we are.
ABBA girls.
Okay. So it is.
Can you go to the ABBA Museum?
Yeah, in Stockholm.
How was that?
That was awesome.
Awesome.
You need to go. You know all the lines.
I love ABBA.
I know. Everyone does.
I sing karaoke ABBA before with Dr. Trevor Henderson.
Which is the preferred ABBA song?
Dancing Queen.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It's a good choice.
Yeah.
So it's 8:41 and you're on with Out of Office. Eric, I believe you have a quick announcement.
I do. I want to discuss Radio Camp at KX93.5. Get real radio broadcast experience with a KX crew. Learn to write, record, produce, and edit like a professional DJ, Joe Camaro.
Oh, yeah.
It could be like you, Joe.
Okay.
Campus July 9th to the 13th and July 23rd to the 27th with the new Advanced 201 camp running July 30th through August 3rd. Each week is $195. Ages 12 through 18, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12:30. More info is at kx935.com.
I think I might actually need that class.
I think the kids would have a lot of fun in here. It's a pretty cool experience to come in here and do this.
Yeah,
and I think
it is. Pretty neat, yeah. It's been a fun experience for me. This is what, number 59, I think. You've been on the show already 8 times.
Really?
Yeah, I want to say 8. I'm going to stick with 8. And, you know, I think this is one
you
of
think there's one of those, I wasn't going to say weird, but I want to say weird. People that go out there and like, oh, Joe has said the word 8,000 times in 59 episodes. And Joe has said blah, blah, and Eric has been on the show 8 times. And blah, 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 blah.
It's like baseball. I just count everything. But it's good to know, you know. I laugh a lot. I get that a lot. But, yeah, thanks. All right, back to a little community, a little glow. Allison Bree.
Funny, I have a tie-in, Joe, between glow and community.
Please tell me.
I met Gillian at a wrestling show in Reseda, California.
Really? She's a fan.
She was a wrestling fan. She was right behind my wife and I at the Pro Wrestling Gorilla show. Uh-huh. And my wife took a picture with her. And instead of saying cheese, we asked her to say bagel. She did not say bagel. She just smiled and took the picture.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, true story.
Oh,
but that's also it's also in the PWG arena in Reseda, the American Legion Hall. They actually filmed an episode of Glow there during the first season where they went to go see the male wrestler wrestle.
Yeah.
In the episode. That was shot there. Yeah.
Okay. In season one.
That's where I met Gillian.
Okay. And now, what's the premiere date for Glow?
Friday the 29th.
Okay. All right. Yes. So I think they're going to release all the episodes. I'm making a huge assumption.
So. Okay, Netflix, you've got your your marching orders. So. Joe Camaro says you have to release everything on June 29th.
They did it last season, so it was great to just kind of like watch everything.
Yeah.
All at once.
Binge watch it, yeah. That's what Netflix is all about, right?
And yeah. And
Netflix,
you know,
and ping.
There you go. Make sure you don't have any latency issues.
Yes.
So, but, you know, for community.
It's terrible when your ping lags.
It really does. Especially when you're, you know, binge watching Community on Hulu. I feel like with community, it's part of, it's just this comfort, something I can come home to and know that, you know, I could always pull it up and I feel better after watching, especially first 2 seasons.
Oh yeah, you can just turn those on and watch them anytime. There's a few sitcoms in our lifetime, Joe. I think, you know, we can, like Seinfeld, I can watch anytime. You know, it makes me laugh. How I Met Your Mother is kind of that way too with me. And Community is that way with me as well, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, what would you say were some of your more favorite episodes you could just go right to? I mean,
the paintball ones.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I like the debate one too. That was awesome. That makes me laugh, you know? So I think that's great. How about you?
I like that Remedial Chaos Theory one where they all have different time was, you know, the dark timeline. I feel like sometimes that's us.
Is this the darkest time?
I think it might be. I mean, you kind of have a beard, goatee.
Evil Abed.
Yeah, I'm growing mine. So, I don't know.
For 3 years, you can barely see it.
I know. I try.
Is that Tom Selleck over there with that thick mustache? Who is that?
So there you have it. You know, that's our community talk. And, you know, all the songs that we played tonight have been on the show or kind of been on the show, except for that one B&L song. I thought you enjoyed that. I kind of think that the Big Chang Theory mix that
it's awesome.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that came to me.
Joe, do you want to see it? Do you actually want to see a movie?
Yeah, I do. I do. But like you said earlier, with everyone.
Yeah, I don't want to see it unless everybody's going to be in it. You know, I don't want to see a bastardization version.
Yeah.
Bastardized version of the show. I don't want it to be, you know, some lookalike playing, you know, Chevy Chase or whomever.
No, it has to be Chevy Chase.
It has to be Chevy.
So Dan Harmon, if you're listening, those are your marching orders, please.
Put your Rick and Morty away for a minute, Dan.
And get this movie out for us.
Quit selling T-shirts and make a movie, please.
So you're listening to Out of Office, sponsored by Cox Communications, only on Kix 93.5.
a graying tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Slop pails and pantyhose. Oh, and he believes in me.
So that was a little Chevy Chase, Bruce Hornsby mix there. Seal, that was our number one selected song.
If I could change the world.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Trying to do a Chang reference before
pun, a little pun. Okay. So it looks like we did have...
shout out to my boy, Charles Chan, Chucky Chan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Maybe the last part of this show. I mean, it's important that we are loyal to our listeners. We'll add him to the listener list next week.
Yes.
Right?
Chucky Chen has to be on the listener list.
Absolutely.
Every week going forward.
So, Eric, thank you again for riding shotgun on this community.
I'll be your pinch hitter any day.
You know, you're a regular. You're an all-star. You know, you're the John Oliver.
You're like the dean of this show, Joe.
Thanks. What's Dean got to do with this?
It's community.
Yeah, it is. So
you dress up in little outfits every. People don't know this. Yeah. Like if this is the video, and he's got like a top hat on. He's ready for 4th of July. He's got like an Uncle Sam outfit on.
Yeah, you know it works for me. You know,
pull your shirt down. See your belly a little bit, Joe.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going a little too far there.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, that's a little. Yeah. I'm joking. So from all of us here, thanks for listening. We're closing with. Not hello. I did a last second.
What?
We're going with Merry Happy.
Oh, perfect.
So this is Out of Office on KX93.5.
Adios.
You meet like you never watched no one. Don't tell me that you didn't try and check out my bum, cause I know that you did, cause your friend told me that you liked it. Gave me those pearls and I thought they were ugly. Don't you try and tell me that you never loved me. I know that you did, cause you said it and you wrote it down. Dancing at discos, eating cheese on toast. Yeah, you made me merry, made me very, very happy. But you obviously, you didn't wanna stick around. Dancing at discos, eating cheese on toast. Yeah, you made me merry, made me very, very happy. But you obviously, you didn't want to stick around. So I learnt from you. Do, do, do. Da-do, do. I can be alone, yeah, I can watch a sunset on my own. I can be alone, I can. da 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 do 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 do